But I wanted to let you know, we do this show live Monday and Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Just search for the Den of Nerds Live on YouTube and come on by, where you can watch the show live and be a part of the conversation. There it is, the old Eagle song. Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going! Yeah! What's up, everybody? Welcome to the stream. Welcome to the show. Lots to get into today. Lots to get into. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're having a good week so far. Pretty good for me. Liam's been a little sick, which is a little like, it's like frustrating, but he seems to be doing better. He slept for 13 plus hours last night. Like, holy shit. Like, we actually woke him up because we were like, I don't know if he's supposed to sleep that long. But he has been a little bit sick, so I think he needed the rest. So that's good. A lot of other fun stuff happening for me. Cool nerdy stuff going on, like Warhammer 10th edition updates. A bunch of that shit leaked out, so we've been talking about that in my friend group and just getting excited for that. I've also been making some moves with my comic book, which should drop hopefully within the next couple of months. We can launch the Kickstarter for that, and I've been sort of sharing some stuff with like the Nerdvenger members behind the scenes and some friends and people like that. So I'm getting kind of excited for that shit as well. So been a pretty good week for me. I feel pretty good coming back from vacation, being fresh and getting a lot of work done. So I'm excited for all of that and more. As far as show notes go, as far as things that we need to update you guys about, we will no stream tomorrow. We'll have our regular stream on Friday. We will also have our Prime stream. I know we didn't have a Prime stream last week, so we'll definitely have one of those this Friday. And then this Friday at 7, maybe 7:30 at night, we're going to do a Diamond Lounge stream. So if you've been a member for 6-plus months, you'll get a link. Just get on the Discord. You get into a special part of the Discord. We'll drop a link for it, and you can come into the Diamond Lounge. They're always good streams. We have a couple drinks. We have a couple smokes. We talk, what happens in the Diamond Lounge stays in the Diamond Lounge. That's all I'm going to say about it. But that'll be really fun. We'll do that Friday at 7, maybe 7:30 at night. So try to be there if you can. Another thing that I want to say, guys, is we are planning a fan meetup, a Nerdvengers meetup for New York Comic Con, which happens this October. I figured I should probably start talking about that, and it's going to be a really, really fun thing for channel members to show up, and we'll hang out, and we're going to do a dinner for everybody, and I want it to be a really big deal, because we haven't done a fan meetup since we established the Nerdvengers, and I haven't done a fan meetup in a long, long time, so we'll be doing that in October. So if you're a member, or if you're thinking about becoming a member in the next couple of months, come on by. Maybe plan to come to New York Comic Con if you can, if it's not too difficult for you. We're gonna have a really good time, make some memories. That's gonna be sick. So I want to start talking about that more as we head towards it. And as Jedi Mike is kind of alluding to, we may be doing a drive, some kind of a drive for members. And if we hit a certain number, I might shave my head. I don't know. We'll talk about it. We're not 100% sure. I might shave my head. And if I do, I might do it at New York with all of you guys. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We're thinking about it. Brazilian wax? Jesus. No. That's not going to happen. That's off the table. That's off the table. Yeah, maybe a tattoo as well. We're figuring it out. We'll talk more about that next Tuesday, and then we'll make a plan. Okay, but I wanted to sort of put that out there for folks because I just want people to know, and I don't want you to miss out if you have the opportunity to go. It's going to be really, really cool. Okay, so we've got a couple of different things that we need to talk about today. No, not a head tattoo. A lot of people brought that up. A lot of people think the head tattoo is the way to go. And I'm like, nah. Nah, fam. I think not. I think no thanks. Okay, so we got a couple of different things to talk about today. I want to go over the set photos for Captain America 4 because I think they're pretty dope. I want to talk about Echo. and how apparently Marvel Studios does not want us to talk about Echo because they're trying to get that shit over with real fast. We'll talk about that. Dan the Fan, welcome to the Nerdvengers. You are a Nerdvenger now. Make your way around the tower. Get comfy. It's a good time to be a Nerdvenger. So I want to talk about all that stuff with Echo. There's also a little bit in there about Loki. Loki coming out on a Friday. Pretty interesting. I don't know that it'll stay on a Friday, but it's pretty interesting that the first episode will drop on a Friday. Maybe multiple episodes will drop at the same time. That's pretty cool. And then we have to, of course, talk about Heir to the Empire. Okay, now I have a whole big video probably going to drop tomorrow about Dave Filoni's Star Wars movie, Heir to the Empire, some of the drama within the fan base about this. And so that, I have a big, cool video, which I think a lot of you guys will really, really enjoy. JJ Lamont, thank you so much for the for gifting 5 memberships. Holy banana nut muffin on a Sunday morning. That's very generous. Thanks, man. So I want to talk about that as well. You know, we don't have to get into like some of the spoilery, you know, maybe details or whatnot, but yeah, the movie's gonna be called Heir to the Empire, and I personally thought that was obvious, and I thought that was being made pretty clear. And I think that that's what My Time to Shine Hello thought as well, because she even like put into the scoop when she tweeted it, like, shocking, not really, that the name of the film is going to be Heir to the Empire. Okay, now, is there a chance that it's not going to be called Heir to the Empire? Absolutely. Like, especially with Kathleen Kennedy over there, things could happen. You know what I mean? Let's just say that. Things could happen. But I believe the intention from Dave, and I believe the intention from a lot of people on that movie, they want it to be called Heir to the Empire. Like, it is literally going to be called Heir to the Empire. And I guess, first of all, you know, just let me know your thoughts. Like, put your thoughts into the chat, guys. I'll talk about some of the things and comments that you guys are making about it. And I definitely wonder how the fans. I was surprised. I was a little bit shocked, to be honest with you, as for the reaction that I saw, because I was like, this is amazing. W, holy cow! And there were some people that didn't feel the same way. You know what I mean? Heir / heiress to the Empire? No. I mean, Thrawn is the heir to the Empire. You know what I mean? Probably Andor fans? Oh, God. Yeah, so I think the other thing here, right, that is sort of implied here is Luke Skywalker. I mean, if he's literally calling it Heir to the Empire, and, you know, this idea that they would do the Heir to the Empire movie without Luke Skywalker being a huge part of it, if not the main character of the movie, I think is silly. I don't think that's going to happen at all. I know some people think, no, Luke will barely be in it. It'll be mostly focused on, like, Ahsoka and the Ghost crew and their fight with Thrawn. And while I do think those characters will have a lot to do in the movie and probably be a big part of it, especially Ahsoka, I mean, do we really think that Dave Filoni is not going to have Luke Skywalker be this huge part of his Heir to the Empire movie? Like, I don't understand that that belief. Yeah, that's pretty wild, right? And so, yeah, I think you're going to get Luke, and I think you're going to get Luke in a big, big way. I think Luke is going to be a part of some of these coming shows as well. Although that's not 100% clear, and it's possible Luke will get his own show. Although I don't know, it's hard to say, and there's a lot to get into, which I get into this in the video as far as, you know, the production woes, because apparently Mandalorian Season 4 has been delayed because of the writer's strike. It's very possible that a lot of the Star Wars stuff and a lot of the Marvel stuff is going to be delayed as well. I got to be honest, though, I feel like Feige and Disney in general is going to try to move ahead with as many of these projects as they possibly can. Like, the indication I get from just some of the chatter online about San Diego Comic-Con is, like, come hell or high water, Feige's coming out there and he's dropping bombs, bro. Like, he's going to be like, oh yeah, you thought shit was dope before, like, boom, boom, boom. And I think there's going to be some mind-blowing stuff happening there for yeah, Feige said keep writing. I don't know. It's a tricky one, right? We'll see. I've seen some speculation that the writer's strike might push to the end of summer, maybe even longer. I guess we're going to have to wait and see how that goes. Again, like, you know, I just want both parties to kind of get a good arrangement. You know what I mean? I don't think it has to be, you know, one over the other. So yeah, just get that kind of solved, and I think we kind of keep it moving. But yeah, I mean, dude, again, shocking to me how many people were like, dude, Heir to the Empire, it's just going to be a Disney version, they're going to ruin it, no Luke Skywalker, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, bro, what? I don't think so. I think that this is going to be the coolest damn thing Star Wars has done since Disney acquired it. I mean, but, you know, by all rights, man, like, imagine a world, imagine a scenario in which we don't get the sequel trilogy, and instead we get Dave Filoni Heir to the Empire. Like, bro, we would be in a completely different situation right now as a Star Wars fandom. Like, just period. And I really wonder, you know, look, I'll go into a little bit of a speculation here, okay? I wonder if Dave will do anything with Luke in the movie that sets up possible future Skywalkers. Yeah, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to go there. Because a lot of people are saying, well, you know, he has to, like, play by the rules. He has to sort of do the things that, you know, will connect to the future canon of the sequels. And, you know, while that's true, I mean, Star Wars is sort of notorious for retconning things and for establishing new things. And, you know, if we get a chance to get the Luke Soka child, wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? I don't think it's going to be the Luke Soka child. That would be incredible. Like, I would obviously, just for the memes itself, I would go nuts for that. That would be an incredible thing. But beyond that, I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities here. Clones of Luke. You know, I really don't know that they would go this way, but I mean, technically speaking, Dave could make it so that the Luke we meet in TLJ is like a clone. Wouldn't that be fucking nuts, dude? Like, that would be so crazy, okay? But that's, like, really low on the list, but I think beyond that, you could have Luke or maybe, you know, even other Jedi, maybe Ahsoka herself, you know, having some kids. And then there's also Jason Syndulla, right? Jason Syndulla and other characters like that. And seeing them in this time period with Thrawn, it's going to be so interesting to see where they go with that. And I would assume they're going to wrap that up in a singular movie. But it's also possible that they set it up for, you know, exploration beyond that, right? So we'll see. But regardless, that's don't make no mistake, that's the coolest fucking thing Star Wars has going on right now. Like, if you think about Star Wars right now, you've got the Filoni-verse stuff, right? So you've got Book of Boba Fett, Mandalorian, Skeleton Crew appears to be a part of that as well, and the Ahsoka show. And, you know, look, Book of Boba Fett, not that great. Mando season 3, worst season yet. So I totally get it. Asterix, asterix, asterix. But Ahsoka looks dope. And The Mandalorian, the first two seasons, are some of the best Star Wars we have. Outside of that, you have the sequel trilogy. And you've got an extension of that being built via the new Rey movie. Okay? And then you've got a lot of, like, kind of more ancillary projects, like The Acolyte, you know, just other things that Lucasfilm is doing that seem to be not necessarily one-offs, but disconnected from, let's say, other creative vision, right? Out of all of that stuff, I mean, the Filoni-verse is hands down the coolest shit. It's hands down the coolest shit. It's the most connected, cohesive bit that they have. And so this movie and building towards Thrawn and everything, it's the coolest thing Star Wars has going for it. And without it, I don't know. I'd be pretty checked out. No mention of Obi-Wan. Yeah, I mean, Obi-Wan is another one of those sort of singular outside projects. Like, it's not connected to the Filoni-verse. It's, I mean, to me, it kind of feels like fan fiction. It's, like, barely connected to anything, really. But it's not created under the umbrella of like John and Dave, like connecting to their stuff. It's not connected to the sequels, not really. And so I view it very similar to like The Acolyte. Like it's just kind of its own thing. But that's what you've got. Like that's what Star Wars is right now. You've got the Filoni stuff, you know, being built with some kind of a long-term vision. You've got, you know, just kind of like throw it at the wall, see if it sticks. And then you've got stuff coming out of the sequels. That's what they have. And the sequel stuff, too, it extends beyond media. It's in their parks. It's in their parks. It's in their merchandising. It's in their hotels. You know, like, that's the thing. And so I think if you look at this Rey movie, it is really a way to try to jolt some life back into that part of the franchise, because that seems to be the part of the franchise that Kathy wants to monetize the most, right? So we'll see. I personally think the Heir to the Empire shit way cooler. I think it has the potential to do way more for the brand as far as merchandising, as far as sales and general excitement for the fandom. I think that's where it is. And I'm pretty fucking excited about it. I got to be honest with you. I'm really excited about it. Okay, let's now talk about the set photos for Captain America 4, previously known as New World Order. I don't think it's going to be called New World Order. I think it's going to be called something else. But, nonetheless, we're getting some set photographs. I think yesterday the big deal was that Seth freaking Rollins, who, I'm not a wrestling guy, to be honest with you, I don't have like a strong attachment to any of these wrestlers here, but I know that wrestling is a big thing and a lot of people love it, and apparently a lot of people are pretty excited to see Seth in the MCU. He's going to be playing a member of the Serpent Society, okay? So here he is, set photograph here. Apparently this person, the female here, is Diamondback, potentially, and he's Seth himself is either like Cobra or one of the other members of the Serpent Society. So for all you Serpent Society fans, how dope is that, huh? Snakes on a plane. Yeah, a little bit. Is he a great wrestler? Is he pretty freaking popular? Is he over with the fans, as they say? Yeah, Ross, dude, totally. Let's talk about that shit. We'll talk about that right now. Rollins. Damn it, Josh. Yeah, okay. I can't pronounce things. Golly. Seth Rollins. That's what I'm going to call him now. Sheesh. Okay, so Seth Rollins here. Looking pretty sick. I like the look. I like the look. It's going to be cool. Okay, now let's talk about Anthony Mackie's new Captain America suit. And we just got some new photos for this too today, so I'm excited to show you the boots, the flight stabilizer dealies on his boots, because I think it looks sick. But yo, yeah, no more white and cowl for Cap. I gotta tell you, I'm liking the look, man. I'm liking the look. I thought the all-new, all-different Marvel Captain America suit was kind of lame. Like, I think at the time I remember saying, like, oh, dude, I think it looks so cool or whatever. Yeah, I flipped on that. I'm flip-flopping, okay? After thinking about it, after seeing it, after seeing this, hell nah, man. That other suit was lame, and I like this new suit better. And it's kind of curious, right? Like, they're kind of... Because they could have stuck with that suit, man. They could have stuck with that suit. The associations, all new, all different Marvel, et cetera, et cetera. And this evokes more of, what are we all thinking here? Winter Soldier. Yeah. So this evokes a lot more of those vibes. And I'm digging it, man. I like the look a lot. And also, we got some shots here. Full body. It's a full body shot. Look at these red boots, man. Look at these red boots. And I don't know for sure, but I would imagine his wings will probably be red as well. What color do you think? Holy shit. Brady gifted 50 memberships. Is that even legal? Oh my goodness. Holy mother loving love of mothers. That's a lot of members. I didn't even know you could do that. My God. Look at all these members coming in. Holy shit. That's a lot of members. We do a bunch of cool stuff for the members, guys. One of the things is you'll get automatically 20% off merchandise, too. And we're about to drop some new merch. So I'll work on that. I'll drop some summer merch and I'll drop a new code so that every person that's a member gets 20% off merch. You'll also get access to parts of the Discord. So like when we do call-ins on Fridays, you have to be a member to be able to get on the line and potentially get on the call. So you get that as well. And we'll also have a Nerdvenger stream next Tuesday at 11 a.m. So make sure you come on by. If you're one of the new members, make sure you come on by for that. Good stuff. So, yeah, I'm digging this, man. I think these might be like flight stabilizing legs. Maybe a little bit of like, you know, torching kind of stuff here. If you look over to the right, too, it's kind of less noticeable. But I believe this is, I believe the character's name is Ramirez. This is the guy that's going to be Falcon in the film for this new Captain America. And by the way, he looks to have the same flight stabilizers and will probably have one of the same kind of wing things that Anthony Mackie has. Now, do you guys want to know a crazy fucking rumor? Who wants to know a crazy rumor? I don't know if this shit's true. Okay, I don't know if this is true, but who wants to know a really crazy rumor about what they might do in this movie? They might make him into a actual half bird hybrid. Get to the point, bro, says Brando. It's called pausing for dramatic effect. Holy shit. I'm not a fucking chat bot, okay? You don't get to just type in commands to me. David's like, I'm out. Why? Look, I don't know why. There's comic precedence, okay? So yeah, they might turn him into like a half bird. Like, what if you get a bird face? No, I think he's just going to get bird wings, to be honest. And maybe be able to talk to birds as well. How the fuck is Sam supposed to keep up with Hulks and super soldiers? He's going to have to get what they call pro gamer moves. Okay. He's basically just going to have to get cracked, goaded on the sticks, exploit all the corners, have crazy movement. Yeah, dude, he's going to have what they call pro gamer moves. That's it, period. And, you know, a little bit of vibranium wings and shit. Maybe a little bit of tremboloni sandwiches. I don't know, bro. Holy shit. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll see how it goes. Everyone's really hung up on the half bird man, played by Mila Kunis. 100%, yeah. 100%. Yeah, look, I don't know for sure. We don't know if that's true. It's a rumor at this point. It hasn't even been. I don't even remember where it came from, to be honest. So, like, let's just take that with a massive grain of salt. But I did hear it from somebody. I just don't remember where. But yeah, regardless, some cool set photos, man. It's kind of exciting. I really think we got something special here with Captain America 4. I think they know they need this movie to slap. This movie is like, if this movie doesn't work, just cancel the Kang Dynasty. Just take us right to Secret Wars. Because like, if this doesn't properly set up how the new team of Avengers is going to be established, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is really supposed to kick off the Earthbound story that's going to take place throughout the rest of this phase and the rest of the next phase as we get towards Kang Dynasty. So, that's it. That is what it is. They needed to slap. And, I mean, they threw a lot of crazy shit into this movie. This movie sounds pretty crazy, dude. There's going to be a lot going on in here. New World Order sounds better than Gamma War. Yeah, so we don't know for sure what the new title will be. We don't even know if they're actually going to change the title. It seems like they are going to change the title. Probably announce that at San Diego Comic-Con this year, okay? Now, I was thinking about this. I was like, why would they change the title? Like, New World Order sounds pretty sick. Gamma War, you know, like, okay, they're going Hulks, whatever. You want to know what I think, guys? And this is just my speculation here, but I think it could be a political move. I think that Marvel might realize that if they make a movie about a giant Red Hulk president that wants to take the world over with a new world order and be like hyper militant and fascist, I think they might have realized leaning too far into that might be perceived as a bad move. So I think they might not call it New World Order anymore because they don't want to evoke that idea. We'll see. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. We'll see. But by the way, if that's the reason, that's actually smart. Like, I'm going to say this right now. I'm not sure, but I have a theory that Marvel is trying to respond to some of the criticism that's out there. And I think as long as they do it in a tasteful way that doesn't feel like sheepish, it's gonna be good. It's gonna connect. So we'll see. We're still, you know, waiting for massive announcements at San Diego Comic-Con. We're still waiting to know for sure, but that's just kind of one of the feelings that I got. That's kind of what I think's going on. So we'll see. Okay, now let's talk about the Disney Plus, or I guess the Disney upfront from yesterday, where they talked about a number of different things. By the way, so crazy. Feige comes out on stage, talks about all the shows coming out, talks about this, that, second, and the third. And then Kathy Kennedy comes out and makes no mention of Ahsoka whatsoever. And I'm just like, dude, case in point, like, here it is again. Like, it's just crazy. So we're not going to linger on that. But Kathy Kennedy, it's the fucking worst! So they talk about how you're going to be getting Secret Invasion. They're very excited about Secret Invasion. They talk about Loki. A lock for October. I think that's perfect. October is the perfect vibe for Loki. They have basically said, without mentioning Jonathan Majors once, they've basically said that they're not reshooting that. By saying it's locked for October, they're not reshooting any of that. We have already talked about that. That was a rumor that was swirling. So that's locked in. It's ready to go. Regardless of what happens with Jonathan Majors, that show will have Jonathan Majors in it as Kang. So that's good news, man. Regardless of how you feel about that situation, like, the last thing we need at this point is shit being delayed, you know, especially really anticipated stuff, because, well, we've got to get through some junk, which they have an interesting strategy on how to just kind of get us past that stuff. But yeah, so that is a W. Now, a lot of people notice that the release date is also a Friday. So you're going to be getting that dropping on a Friday. Now, this is similar to, I think, what Kenobi did when it first dropped. It dropped two episodes and it dropped them on a Friday because Star Wars Celebration, I believe, was happening at that time. They did, like, you know, a double dose. And then kind of went back to the Tuesday after that on a singular release schedule. I think that's what you're going to get. So we'll have the first episode of Loki, which I will do a watch party for. I will. Vito, that's funny, dude. So that'll be dope, man. We'll watch it on a Friday. We'll see how much we like it. If we keep liking it, we'll keep watching it. We'll keep doing watch parties for it. The whole pattern with me with watch parties is, like, if I'm hyped up, I'll watch it. But it's also going to hurt bad. It's going to hurt my body and my brain. And so unless it's really dope, I'm not going to continue to do watch parties. And also, bro, why don't they just release the shit at a normal last time? Like, why don't they just release the shit at a normal last time? Like, this is weird. Like, we shouldn't have to be, like, going through, like, a health crisis to be able to watch the shit when it drops. Like, a drop is supposed to have hype, be anticipated. And they're like, oh yeah, in the middle of the fucking night, we'll drop it. Why? What arbitrary? Why? That makes zero sense. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. But I'm excited about that. Loki season 2 probably going to be dope as hell. Okay. The next thing that's pretty interesting is the Echo Show. The Echo Show. Okay. So this is dropping in November. And interestingly, for the very first time ever, they are dropping all the episodes of Echo at one time. Okay. And all of the stuff that we have heard about Echo, the Echo Show, and everything, it's been a big goobly-glob mess. I've heard it was a disaster behind the scenes. And it's a show that, frankly, like, shouldn't even exist. Like, it's a prelude to Daredevil that's not necessary, with a character that spun out of a show that wasn't that great. You know what it really is, guys? It is a leftover product from the Phase 4 mentality, okay? And in the Phase 4 mentality, which has completely changed now, Marvel was like, we can literally do anything. And we have such brand recognition, and our fans love us so much that they will watch our shit regardless of how much it connects to the universe, regardless of the quality or the general interest for the character. Echo is a character that arguably is kind of cool. She's done some cool stuff in the comics. But no, dude, like Daredevil and Echo, like, come on, man, like, put them on the scale. It's like, why are we doing the show? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And so it's a show that comes out of that mentality where, you know, maybe it was Victoria Alonso, maybe Feige was just totally out of touch. But the idea was, we can just do all these shows. Now, the only draw to Echo is the fact that there's some Daredevil and some Kingpin in there. And again, it's a prelude to what's going to happen in the Daredevil Born Again show. And Marvel's in this really tricky spot right now because they have a whole new strategy where, you know, as I just put into a big video that I did last week, they are changing a lot. They're making the shit bigger, more hype. They're focusing a lot on quality, and they're trying to just do maybe one or two shows a year. And they're trying to do three movies at most. So they really want to, like, take the output way down and release just really high quality stuff. But the problem is they have stuff that's already shot, like Echo, like Ironheart, like a lot of other shows that were like, bro, we don't really give a fucking shit about that shit, man. You know, that's what it is. And so they can't just cancel it. They can't just throw it away. You know what I mean? People got paid, et cetera, et cetera. But here's probably what's going to happen. Agatha's another great example. I don't know why they're making the Agatha show. Like, if you're not going to do Children's Crusade, like, and the only draw for Children's Crusade was, like, fucking Dr. Doom Magneto, holy shit. Like, that's what it was. So, like, without that, like, what is Children's Crusade? So, anyway, they can't get rid of it. But this is the next best thing. Here's the thing. They're going to drop it all at once. And I think the real reason why, the ultimate reason why, is because they don't want the conversation about Echo to last weeks and weeks and weeks. Because it would. Because Marvel is at the head of the zeitgeist still. And so if they put out a mid-ass show, which by all accounts is what Echo is, the conversation is going to be fucking Marvel mid again every single week. It's just week after week, week after week, okay? And so instead of that, they're just going to have that conversation for 1 week, get it over with, and then move on to the next shit, right? I'll also tell you this. I'm not sure about this, but I'm kind of reading the tea leaves here. Bro, they're not going to advertise Echo at all. At all. Maybe a little bit. Maybe like a small thing here, a small thing there. But they are not going to advertise this show. One of the things that Iger said at the last investor call was that part of the reason Disney Plus isn't profitable is because they are spending way too much money marketing this material, and that material is not driving new subscribers. So we're literally going to have this show drop. I mean, I might literally just watch the Daredevil episodes and we're going to forget it exists, and we're going to move the fuck on. That's what it is. And I got to tell you, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, that's the move. That is exactly the move. That is perfect. It's perfect. Bro, if you know what you've got, just put it into the pipeline in a way that it's not going to cause too much friction. Like, for instance, if Quantumania, okay? If instead of them doing this big fucking thing and they're like, it's the most important movie since Endgame, and then releasing that absolute turd of a film, if they had just said, you know, guys, we're just going to put this on Disney Plus, I might have been like, that's not a good sign. But I damn sure wouldn't have been as pissed off as I was when I was getting out of the theater. It's the only movie I've ever said where I was like, dude, if there was an assisted suicide pod next to me, I don't know. I think about it. This is horse shit. Bad. Real bad. And so, like, I think if they take that approach and they sort of just get some of this crap out of the way and we could just move on to the actual incredible dope stuff that they're working on now, that might be the move, dude. That might be the move. Thoughts? Thoughts? You should stop bad-mouthing Echo. They'll be marketing starting at Comic-Con during Loki Season 2. What? I'm not actually bad-mouthing it. I'm just, like, reading the tea leaves. I'm just, like, explaining to you why this is happening. So, sorry. Is Loki Season 2 weekly? Yeah, I think so. I think you might get a couple episodes at the beginning, maybe a couple episodes together at the end. But, yeah, it's going to be week to week. Yeah, so Scientific Lens says, so it's going to get worse before it gets better. I mean, a little bit. Like, that's just what it is. Like, this is where they are at. They have a bunch of stuff that was already in production that came out of a mindset that just isn't congruent with where the audience is at. That's what it is. It's the nicest way I can say it. So what do you do when you've started to make changes, but you already have a lot of stuff that's in the can that comes from the old mentality? Dude, just drop it all and let's move on. This is good for the brand. Some of you guys are like, oh, dude, you're being negative. Oh, dude, den of negativity. Hell nah, bro. I'm looking out for the brand. I fucking love Marvel. This will mitigate the damage that Echo will do to the Marvel brand. And that's what matters to me. That's what it is. Like, let's just move on. You know what I mean? Like, let's just get to the dope shit. If I could, man, and I could, like, fast forward to 2024 for Marvel in general, I would. Like, I'm convinced that we're going to have to eat a couple more shit sandwiches before it's smooth sailing. And I unfortunately think the Marvels is one of those shit sandwiches. I think Echo's probably one of those shit sandwiches. I'm really curious about Ironheart because it could potentially be a shit sandwich. And to be honest with you, I'm getting really sick of eating shit sandwiches. So the faster we get that shit done and we move on to the content that I think will actually resonate with where the fans are at right now, that's a W. That's the W. That's what I'm looking for. Making me hungry. Oh, yeah. Don't forget Craven. Craven, the animal rights activist. Cannot wait for that one. That's going to be really exciting. That's going to be really exciting. There were a couple other things that are like a semi-nerdy that are dropping. Semi-nerdy. We just got the trailer for the new Mission Impossible. Dude, that shit looks great. Pretty excited about that. And there was something else that happened, too. What else happened? What else? Dude, yeah, Heir to the Empire trending again. Let's go. Let's get it, baby. Let's get it, baby. Oh, I also shared a video yesterday, a leak that I think is real. Could Marvel have just canceled some of these meh shows? Dude, yeah, but so here's the thing. I'll get into that in a second, bro, and I really appreciate the 20. It's very generous. That didn't quite work out that well for DC. You know, like Zaslav doing that, like a lot of us, like, we don't care, but that affected business relationships. It affected investors. It just, you know, Disney doesn't want to do that, bro, especially with where they are currently at. That is the last thing they want to do is cancel the Echo show. This is like the nicest way. This is like kind of like canceling it again. They're just not going to, they're not, I don't think they're going to promote it, bro. Watch. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to you right meow. I think Echo might be cool, but I can definitely see a world where no one watches it. Oh, yeah. I mean, it might be a better experience as a binge as well. It could absolutely work. Like, it might work as the binge. But I think at the end of the day, it's really just the fact that, like, the social media conversation would be pretty toxic for, like, weeks and weeks and weeks. It apparently, and this is according to Grace Randolph, it does not have enough to keep you coming back week to week. It's just, there's not too much there, which is like, yeah, probably why they should have never made that show in the first place. Like, what is there to, if you're not going to jump ahead and do the Phoenix stuff with Echo, Echo's not an interesting character. Like, she's all right. That's it. So why do it? I think it comes out of a school of thought where Marvel was looking around and saying, we can do anything. And they look at a character like Echo and they're like, Echo's done some cool stuff in the comics. Maybe we could do what we did with Guardians of the Galaxy and take this really obscure team and or character and make them a billion-dollar franchise. And I think they just got drunk off their own success. And they were like, yeah, like, we can do anything. Echo? Fuck yeah. Hawkeye show? Let's go. Moon Knight? Everybody loves Moon Knight. Here's the thing, dude. Everybody loves Moon Knight. Moon Knight, every single one of his comics has been canceled. Same with She-Hulk. She-Hulk has never had a run that sustained for more than, like, a year. Like, these are characters that, like, don't actually even sell comics. Like, it's cool. It's fine. Some of these characters I like. But what are you doing, Marvel? Like, I know they made the Avengers huge. I know they made, like, they took the obscure and they made them mainstream. But it's also a different world now. I just don't think you could do that shit anymore. Like, it's fine. I like the Hawkeye show. There's a lot that I like in the episode 3 of the Hawkeye show is fire. There's a lot that I like in the Hawkeye show. But it's just whatever television. Like, you compare that to incredible television, bro. Like, watch some incredible television, watch Hawkeye, and then you tell me they're on the same level? No. No. No way. It's just not true. Overbound Game Studios, thank you for the 5 gifted. Holy shit. Holy shit. Moon Knight is literally my favorite. Dude, Moon Knight is a lot of people's favorite, but that does not change the fact that it's been very hard to keep that book selling. Moon Knight usually just... It's always getting canceled, dude. It's never been able to hold an ongoing title. And then you think about Spider-Man, who has had probably 2 or 3 books at a time for many stretches. There was a time in the 90s where there were like 5 Spider-Man books, dude. It's insane. And it just keeps going. The X-Men? Kidding me? The X-Men just constantly sell. Constantly sell. Avengers? They sell. You know what I mean? She-Hulk? Every single She-Hulk is either a limited series or it gets canceled. Like, that just is what it is, dude. You know? Don't blame me. Do book audiences have to equate to TV film audiences? No, they don't have to. And there are examples like the Guardians of the Galaxy where Marvel was able to take a pretty obscure team. Although I would argue, like, Bendis's run in Guardians. Bendis actually revitalized Guardians before Gunn did and kind of, like, gave them that, you know, that fresh coat of paint. But yeah, there's always things that can be taken from an obscure level and made into the mainstream. Like, I would argue Blade was never that big of a deal in comics, but in the movies, dude, Blade just hit for whatever reason. Maybe it's the vampire appeal, Blade hit and became huge, right? Because of those movies. So it can work the other way, but there's also like just the fact that Spider-Man, like, here's the thing. There's a reason in the 90s when Marvel was going bankrupt, they sold the licenses for their most popular characters. And there is a reason as to why the studios like Sony and Fox bought the most popular selling comic book characters licenses. So when Feige and Marvel Studios get started, they have to buy back rights. They can't afford to buy back Spider-Man. They still can't afford to. They can't afford to buy back the X-Men. They have to buy back Thor. They have to buy back, you know, fucking Iron Man. They buy back the license to the characters that were not popular. Because that's all they had. But now they're like King of the Castle. So they have the ability to like do big, big things. So, yeah, it's just like at the end of the day, I just think it's weird that they picked all new, all different Marvel and a bunch of really obscure characters that have never really sold well in the books and then tried to make hit shows with those characters. It just feels a little backwards. And I think that they've maybe realized that. But they also have a bunch of these shows already in production. So they just got to like do what they got to do. You know, essentially. Yeah. Okay, guys, should we get into Q&A? It seems like there's a lot of thoughts, a lot of questions that you guys have, so I can just kind of get into the Q&A. I think that's probably the move, yeah? Yeah. All right, let's get into it. First in today. Hell no, don't answer nobody's questions. Yeah, okay. Okay, so Lord Vito says, first in today, I am learning to be gentle, to be patient, to not light fires when I cannot see the stars. From patience. Interesting. When you are not fed love on a silver spoon, you learn to lick it off knives. Lauren Eden. Damn, bro. Vito. Getting deep. Just took us into a totally different direction with some poetry. Well. Saj Productions, welcome back to the Nerd Avengers. John Parker says, with a 22-month member chat, 2 more months to my Infinity Badge. Let's go! Wow, what a nerdy ride we have been on. This stream is my Good Morning America. So close to Ahsoka. Trying not to get hype, but let's be real. Nerd Avengers. Oh, dude. I'm so hyped for Ahsoka. I'm not going to be able to control myself, man. The expectations are high. And also, I appreciate all that support, John. Much love, man. Hopefully you can come to New York. Chris Listenfeld says, as a member for 31 months, says 31 months, baby. Wife and I got the apartment in Orlando. Florida Avengers assemble. Dude, that's sick, man. Good for you, bro. The Nerdy One says, member for a year. Hell yeah, bro. I appreciate it. Dan the Fan again. Welcome to the Nerd Avengers. Neon Hum says, excited for Hugh Jackman in Deadpool 3. Nerd Avengers for life. Dude, me too. Did a big video yesterday about Deadpool 3. Look, it's speculation that this plot leak might be confirmed, but watch the video and you let me know, bro. You watch the video from yesterday and then you tell me, do you believe it or not? Because I believe it. As I sat back and thought about the evidence, I was like, dude, that's why all those buttholes were posting those GIFs of Ian McKellen's Magneto. Do you guys remember that? All the scoopers, they were all trying to be like coy about it. They all started sharing the Ian McKellen. Yeah. Okay, so... Michael says, Joshua, I have a fire Star Wars meme. What's the best way to send it to you? Probably either Discord or Twitter. I don't want to post it publicly. Also, who's your favorite Marvel and Star Wars characters? So the basics is Luke Skywalker and Spider-Man. But I actually like Kane, who's a clone of Peter. He's my favorite Marvel character. Kane's awesome. But I also love Doctor Doom, Magneto, Iron Man, Thor, Silver Surfer. Dude, I like a lot of Marvel characters. Marvel's got some incredible characters, huh? And then, yeah, Star Wars, it's Luke Skywalker, 100%. Scorsese saw Ahsoka and said it was cinema. Oh, nice. So CS2112. That's pretty sick. JJ Lamont, thanks again for the 5 gifted. Watch those wrist rockets back as being a member. Appreciate you. John Cross says, did you see the UFC 291 announcement. Who you got in the new BMF, Justin or Dustin? Dude, that is a tough one. I'll probably have to go with Justin, though. I mean, dude, that's going to be a war, and I'm glad that that's, like, the new BMF belt, because those two dudes are, like, those two dudes are future Hall of Famers, incredible athletes. I got to kind of give it to Gaethje. We'll see, though. That's going to be very exciting. James01 says, reading Heir to the Empire right now for the first time. Enjoy that shit. It's good. Michael says, do you think Heir to the Empire will be linked to the sequels? How close to the books do you think it'll be? Maybe the Luke and TLJ will be the Luke. Yeah, I think a lot of us are on that train, man. I wonder. God, that'd be kind of dope. I got to be honest with you. But we'll see. You know what I mean? Like, we'll see. And as far as, like, it connecting to the sequels, like, yeah, obviously it connects to the sequels. The sequels are canon. So it will connect to them. But what I want it to be is, like, when we think back to, like, after Return of the Jedi, I want this movie to be the thing we think about, not the sequels, you know? So they have an opportunity here to, even though they're not going to retcon the sequels, maybe, I guess they could retcon with, like, that Luke thing or something like that. But what they really have the opportunity to do here is to set things right a little bit, to flesh out that canon in a way that's going to be way better for fans, I think. So that's part of the reason why I'm really excited. Block Writer says, but does Mackie finally get the serum? No, I don't think so. I don't think so, man. I think they're going to keep Mackie a regular ass dude, but I could be wrong. Captain Zgt says the birds will team up with the ants to defeat the villain. Probably. I'm not going to lie. I thought about that. Let's hope not. Rhett Proctor, with a very generous 10 spot, says, what are the chances we see Bullseye in Echo, you think, if Wilson Bethel is coming back? I hope they put him in the classic suit. And do you think Daredevil wears his Shadowlands all black look? Yeah, I think Daredevil will be in all black in the Echo show. I think it's possible that Bullseye will show up. Bullseye will, I think, be in the Daredevil proper show. I don't know if he'll quite be an Echo, though. But yeah, it's very possible, man. It's possible. I don't know. It's been a while since I, like, checked in on the status of the Echo show, but the last time I heard about it, it was like Echo's gonna get kind of like spiritual magical tattoos, so she's getting some powers. Like, she's gonna have some really weird kind of more spiritual Native American based powers. I think Daredevil pops up in the second episode, but I don't think he has a lot to do in the show. But yeah, like, dude, that kind of stuff, I'm excited to check out. Frog Eater says a bunch of stuff that I'm not going to read. Sorry, bud. Try again. Neymon says, I think the binging these shows could make them better experiences. Like, imagine 1 or 2 weeks of She-Hulk instead of 9 dragging weeks. Oh, yeah, absolutely, bro. Absolutely. I think that's part of the formula. Like, that could absolutely work and help. But we'll just see, because it really depends on Echo, because maybe this is good, but it's also going to kind of be a thing where, like, if a show gets a binge, people are going to be like, yeah, it's probably weak. So is that something we want a lot? I don't know. Nuck Nuck says, formerly Nick D, with DC canceling Batgirl for reasons, why couldn't Marvel just cancel some of these meh shows? Well, here's the thing. I also think the show is not as bad as Batgirl. Like, I know some people argue about it, but what I heard about the Batgirl movie was that it was, like, horrible. Like, bad, bad, bad. Like, really bad. And I don't think Echo is quite there. It's just probably mid at a time when fans are sick of that. Do you know what I mean? So it's a little bit more of a calculated business decision. That's kind of my opinion on that. But thanks for the love, man. Bryce says, I mean, Echo is written by a Better Call Saul alum. Well, that's good. Overbound Game Studios says, 1 year as a nerd venger. Yeah. Rhett Proctor says, I think they should drop Daredevil Born Again in 2 parts, 9 episodes each instead of 4 months with 1 episode a week, like they do on Netflix. Yeah, I'll be really interested to see what they actually do with that. I've heard a lot of weird rumors. Like, I think at one time they were going to do 6 episodes, have the show go away, then do 6 episodes, have the show go away, and then do 6 episodes. That might be cool. kind of like spreading it out throughout the year. So it's almost like 3 6 episode seasons. That could work. That might be cool. The Gatekeeper's Dymo says, would you be willing to do an X-Wing collaboration on you or his channel? I think you guys have really interesting conversation. Nerdventures for life. Take my money. Yeah, I really appreciate that. So here's the thing. I like X-Wing. I would not mind collaborating with him. But as I said on Monday, like collaborations in general are just, I'm not really doing a lot of that right now. And part of this, to be completely honest with you guys, is that I'm very, very busy. And what one of the things I realized the last 2 weeks going out of town was just how much shit I do every day and on a week-to-week basis to like keep the channels up, to keep the streams going, to work on my comics, like all this other stuff. I do a lot of shit. I'm really bad at saying no. So like, I like X-Wing. So somebody says, do you want to collab with X-Wing? If X-Wing hit me up and said, do you want to collab? My natural instinct would be, yes, let's figure it out. But then what happens is I do that and I do it a lot. And then all of a sudden I'm like, dude, I have no time. And then when it gets time to do the collaboration, I'm like kind of spiteful. I like resent the whole thing. That's not good either. So in general right now, I'm saying no to everything. There are a few exceptions, but I'm saying no to everything as far as collaborations, just for my own time, basically. Overmount Game Studio says gifted 5 members. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's you didn't. Say that, you gifted 5. I appreciate it. John Cross with a $10 holla says, any news on special presentations? Those were the best Disney Plus products, in my opinion. I'd rather have 4 to 5 solid mini movie special presentations than have most of the shows be disappointing. Yeah, so there were talks at one time that Marvel was going to lean into those because they themselves are happy with the special presentations, and also the fans seemed to respond to them very positively. Here's the problem. Nobody watched those things. So I don't know if it's a marketing issue. I don't know if it's a fatigue issue or what. But like, nobody watched those things. Nobody. So I don't think they're going to go the route of special presentations. I think instead they will figure out ways to consolidate some of those ideas, maybe shorten the seasons, maybe put certain story ideas into another show. Like Echo should just be in the Daredevil show. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, man, that's kind of my thoughts on that. But I hear you, man. Kevbot says, you can make obscure characters popular and liked if you have competent writers who care about the story and overall arc. I see your point, and I think it can be done. It obviously was done by Marvel a lot, right? The Jack DeLorean. Welcome to the Nerdvengers. Appreciate you. I get what you're saying, man. What I am saying is that where the fans of Marvel are at right now is so different than where they were in 2008. So I think the same kind of stuff does not work. Which is like, that's just what it is. And that happens in all like creative fields. You've got to adapt. And I don't think the audiences are like just open for more obscure characters, regardless of maybe the competence of the writing. Rhett Proctor says, Josh, would you be down for another Punisher series if Marvel Studios does it? And would you bring back Ben Barnes as Billy Russo / Jigsaw? Yeah, I like that guy. I thought it was really good. And yeah, I would be down for more Punisher. I'll tell you this, though. The Punisher show on Netflix was not that great. Like, the first season was all right, and the second season, like, really lost me. So, like, Punisher's good. Jon Bernthal's incredible as the Punisher. But I didn't even think that show was that strong. I would have done way cooler shit with the Punisher. So, yeah, we'll see, man. Like, I don't know. I don't know, bro. Photo by Mike O. says, I will most definitely try to get to New York. Hell yeah, man. Excited to see you. It'll be a good time. Logan says, have you ever heard of the Pokemon drinking game? If you haven't, you should check it out. Maybe I will, bro. Maybe I freaking will. The Exodus says, I'm going to keep hyping the idea that Magneto goes wild in Deadpool 3 because it's the 838 and his friend Charles got killed. Utopia becomes dystopia. Yeah, that could be awesome. That could be pretty sick. And that's all I want to say about that. John, yo, says, yo, brother, can you keep a lookout for a DM? I'm at 5 months. I was just going to ask if you could slide me into the Diamond Lounge. Yeah, I'll keep a lookout, bro, and I can absolutely get you in there. That is absolutely fine. Kevin says, do you think there's a chance for more shows to be released all at once, or is this more likely just this is for Echo due to all the problems? This is just for Echo, but it is also possible they will use this again. I'm not sure, man. It kind of depends on how these other shows shape up, I guess. Michael says, oh, shrew it. I post meme on Twitter. I tagged you. Okay, sick, man. Thanks you. Thanks to you. And I'll check it out. Let's see. That meme is funny, but it could have gone even further. But yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one, bro. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yo, let me ask you guys a question. I asked Elisa this earlier today. I'm really curious as to what you guys think. What would you say is the movie you have enjoyed the most in the movie theaters this year? What film have you enjoyed the most this year? Jala says, how would you feel about Andy Samberg as Booster Gold? He would be a good Booster Gold. I like that. Wasn't Avatar last year? I mean, I guess you could have seen it this year. MOM, what the fuck? A lot of John Wicks, yeah. Yeah, so I was thinking about it, man. I think it's got to be John Wick 4 for me. Josh, real quick, are we be buying those Jordan 1 Spider-Mans into the multiverse? I actually haven't seen those. I'll check it out. I'm not sure. Like, because, okay, so I really liked Dungeons & Dragons. I had a good time watching Guardians, and I liked John Wick 4, but I just think, like, John Wick 4, like, elevated the action genre. Like, it was like the Shakespeare of action movies. Like, I was like just totally blown away by that movie. So I would have to say John Wick 4 so far takes the cake for me. Oh, Return of the Jedi? That's cool. Yeah, I didn't get to check that out in theaters, unfortunately. That billion-dollar D&D movie. I know, you guys are so wrong about that. What's the most hyped movie of the summer? I'm not sure, but I'll tell you, I'm very excited for Into the Spider-Verse. We have a ton of Funko Pops that we're going to do for giveaways when Into the Spider-Verse or Across the Spider-Verse Part 1 comes out. I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited for that one, man. I got some good feelings about that. Vandalf the Black says, DC takes obscure characters like the Legion of Superheroes and does well with them animation. Do you think all of the Marvel series should have been worked better as animations? That's an interesting question. Maybe. Maybe. I can see your point. I can definitely see your point. But even then, I think you end up running into a lot of the same issues. And I would argue Legion of Superheroes, although maybe obscure, its connection to Superman is like, that's why Legion is so dope, right? Because young Clark goes way into the future and basically learns a lot about being a hero from the Legion and then like comes back, right? And like Brainiac 5 and, you know, some other interesting things about the Legion. So I don't know, man. I think maybe that's not the best example of what you're talking about, but I see your point. I think at the end of the day, even in animation though, you'd probably run into this thing where it's like, okay, that's really obscure. Where's the built-in draw? And then other animated ones, you're like, damn, dude, I gotta see that, you know? I mean, just as an example, how many of the DC animated projects have Batman in them? I mean, there's even a Hellblazer one where Batman's just randomly in there with John Constantine. You know what I mean? Because they want people to watch it. Angel Stark says, much love as always. Is the Marvel stuff on specific day for New York Comic Con? Or are you guys riding all 3 days? And probably Mario or Guardians of the Galaxy 3 for this year. That's great. I'm not sure. I'm going to get more info on New York Comic Con. I actually know very little about what's actually going down there. I'll be rolling out plans for that more and more in the next few weeks. Patrick says, watching Quantumania for the first time and I can't get the fact that this is supposed to be a lead in Kang Dynasty, but released so far before it. Yes. That is also one of the problems for that movie. Ugh, it's so hard for me to talk about that movie, man. I really didn't like it. I really didn't like it. Chillin' says, I have a theory. The Darkhold still exists in its entirety. Strange has a photographic memory, and Zombie Strange could see all the walls. Nerd Adventures for Life, take my money. Yeah, beside that, there's also the dreams. Also the dreams that Steven was having. I think you might be onto something, bro. Joey Ebb says, are the rumors still tracking that KK is out by the end of this year, or because they are pushing the Rey movie out, she's cemented on the throne for a little while longer? 50 gifted. Wow. I know 50 gifted is wild. Bro, I don't know. Very reliable people said she'd be out by the end of this year. She's acting like she ain't going nowhere. I don't know. I guess we're just gonna have to see. Like, it feels like she's got horcruxes. Like, I made the joke after Mando 3 where I was like, I'm just considering all of these mid Star Wars shows to be horcruxes for Kathleen Kennedy. At some point, we're going to get through all of them and then she'll finally be gone. Like, that's what it is to me. So I don't know, bro. We'll see. Mo from the Foe says, saw Bo is Afraid last week. By far the best thing I've seen this year and his all time favorite. Very Kafka-esque, compelling story. You would enjoy it. Oh, thanks, brother. Okay, I'll have to check that out. Bo is Afraid. That's the one with Joaquin Phoenix, right? Joaquin Phoenix. I think that's what you got to pronounce it that way. You're doing it wrong. Yeah, okay, cool. I'll check that out. I'll check that out, bro. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Did the price become a nerd venture go up, or is it just more expensive when you gift? No, it hasn't gone up. There's a $5 tier and there's a $10 tier. And I don't know about that because I don't know about I don't know about gifting. I don't know. Why would Bob Iger let the Rey movie happen? Because he's probably bamboozled by Kathleen Kennedy. I mean, maybe she is a Sith Lord. You know, maybe Kathy is the Sith Lord. Brutal Bear 64 says, what up, Josh? The new cap suit is so dopamine. I'm freaking high. Much love, brother. Thanks for the membership, Brady. Hell yeah, man. Now it's almost 7 now? What? What the fuck? Is that a real thing? Did YouTube just like low-key increase our prices? That'd be kind of shady, bro. Austin Johnson says, can't wait for Spider-Verse. Also, finally finished Marvel Hickman collection from Secret Wars all the way to Secret Warriors all the way to Secret Wars. Dude, isn't that crazy? Mine says $4.99 for one gift. Maybe it's just a different country to country. I don't know, man. That's weird. But Austin, that is sick, man. I love Hickman stuff, so welcome to the party, pal. Click. Yeah, Prime is now 13. Are you in a different country, Click Clack? That's really weird. Michael says, any news / rumors on Doctor Strange 3? Like, you enjoyed 2. Yeah, 2 was sick. I think only thing I've heard is some Dormammu looking like it might be pretty sick, dude. Looking like it might be pretty sick. They're going to do some wild shit in the movie. That's all I've really heard. It was $6.99 for me last week. My chat's been saying server error on and off. That's crazy. Mine's $4.99 in Nebraska. Canadian? It could be Canadian. Maybe it's also a... could it be an Apple thing? Are some of you guys on Apple and it like just ticked up the price? Okay, cool, David. I'll check that out. Drew Smith says, where would you rank the first Spider-Verse among all Spidey films? Across is going to be epic. So I will say before Spider-Man No Way Home, Into the Spider-Verse was my favorite Spider-Man movie ever. I think it's the best Spider-Man movie ever, except for No Way Home. Like, it is so good. I love Into the Spider-Verse. So, yeah, I rank it very, very high. And Across the Spider-Verse, if it's as good or better, that's going to be a huge W, man. That's going to be a huge dub. Those 50 gifted are going to go towards you shaving your head. I know. We haven't finalized that yet, though. You know, we're going to talk about that next week on the Nerdvenger stream. No Way Home is poo-poo. Yeah, I know that some people think that, too. I mean, what can you do, Trin? You know what I mean? Like, what am I supposed to do? People got that kind of opinion. It's fine, I guess. Unpopular opinion. Tom Holland, Spidey, overrated. What? Get out of here with that energy, bro. I think he's incredible. I think he's the man. Why does it say $6.99 for him? Is gifted memberships more expensive? I'm in the U.S. The fuck? All right, I'm going to have to look into that. That's weird. That's weird. Homecoming was actually a pretty good reset. Basics, John Hughes vibes really worked. I actually 100% agree with that. I love that movie. I watched that movie several times in theaters. I went alone to see that movie. I just think the vibe's so good. You know, from the time, like, those credits come on, the Ramones come on, the little, like, found footage thing with Spider-Man when he's in the Civil War fight. Loved it. Very John Hughes. I'd agree. I pay $6.99 every month. Well, that's super weird. Again, I have no idea why, dude. I have no idea why. $6.99 here? That's so crazy. Why is it different per state? What? What? YouTube does a lot of weird shit, but this is pretty weird. Do you know the age difference for Luke and Ahsoka? Yeah, I know what it is, and it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. We're in a galaxy far, far away. Holy shit. Holy shit. $9.99, but I'm Prime, so that's cool. Yes, true. True. State tax? Really? Is that what it is? I don't know. Illinois, $6.99. That's so wild. Okay, I'm going to look into that. I'll look into that, guys. I don't know. I pay $5.40, but I cover the tax. Is that what it is? Is it taxes or something? That is so wild. Nice, Lashandra. That's pretty cool. In CA, it's $199.9. Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty crazy, huh? Tax is added after the base price, so that isn't it. Yeah, that's so weird, huh? What does that mean? That's so weird. All right, I'll look into that, guys. Try to figure it out. Mofo said the same thing for Bo and Din on my vids. Nah. Yeah, dude. Certainly isn't a big factor for me. And Rosario is still keeping it tight, y'all. Like the Beatles said, "Let it be." Yeah, she's you know, keeping her body in shape, and yeah, good for her. Yeah, I'd agree with that. That scene, the homecoming scene, is one of the best in the MCU. Josh knows what he is doing. Someone got to pay for them 40K armies. Dude, I know what I'm doing. I don't know what YouTube's doing. But, you know, yeah, if you ever want to, like, just help out my 40K addiction, you want to help just get more models, just let me know. You know what I mean? Just let me know. She's Howard, says Britain. Yeah, she's pretty hot. Yeah. Any MCU watch parties like Loki Season 2? Yeah, we'll do Loki Season 2. We'll do the first episode of Secret Invasion at least. We'll see where it goes from there. Yeah, some homie gifted 50 members. That shit's crazy. The difference is 17 years, LOL. Disgusting! Horrible! Unsightly! But also, kind of hot. You and Theory ever consider doing a watch party together on Nerd Theory? We've tried it before. It's actually kind of difficult. harder than you would think. Yo, Josh, what's your thoughts on complaints that you have to watch other pieces of content to understand all the new content? Personally, I think it's a wild take. Yeah, I think you should design... Look, Filoni hit the nail on the head when he was talked about or asked about this. He's like, no, it shouldn't be necessary, but it should enhance the experience. So it shouldn't be like 100% necessary that you need to watch this show to understand this movie, etc. But it should enhance the experience. You should feel after you've done both of those things, wow, that was tied to this. I love how they paid this thing off over here. You know, that's really cool. Who do you think is the hottest celebrity, Josh? I don't know. Elizabeth Olsen is very high on the list for me. And it's not just her, like, physical looks either. It's, like, her vibe. You know what I mean? Her vibe. What's up, Nick? Lizzo. Oh, yeah, 100%. And Lizzo as well. Jala says, you should play a Nerdvenger Iron Man variant in the MCU. Wouldn't that be sick, Din? That would be pretty fun. That would be pretty fun. Haley Atwell, yeah, very good looking. Natalie Portman, 100%. She's a babe. Everyone at work is super annoying today. Thankfully, thankful to be here on my break. Ah, Shibby, I'm sorry to hear that, man. I hate those kind of days. Well, I used to hate those kind of days. I mostly work with myself, so if everybody's at work's a butthole, it's just basically me now, which happens more than it should. I digress. That's bad. I hate that kind of shit, man. It's like sometimes I'd walk into work and I'd be like, oh, so everybody's going to be an asshole today? So we're just the asshole team today. Okay, cool. Not like I was looking to just kind of have a smooth go over here for my shift and then get the fuck out of here like everybody else. Can we just pull this shit together? Yeah, no. Can we stop simping, please? For who? It depends. You know who I simp for the most? Kevin Feige. Despite Kevin Feige probably hating me because I've talked a lot about spoilers for his shit, I simp hard. I simp hard for the man. Dude, apparently there's a bunch. I went out the other day and got a ton of cool Marvel Legends and some cool stuff for like giveaways and stuff. But apparently there are a bunch of X-Men Marvel Legends out in the wild as well. And I'm like, I gotta find those. I gotta find those, bro. I'm about it, bro. Yeah. Josh loves Kevin. Not that Kevin. $5 for Spider-Man tickets May 30th. Ooh, that's good to know. The way everyone hunts Ethan Hunt down, it's almost like his employers and colleagues hate him. True. True. Marvel shill. Dude, I love Marvel. I love... What about Babu? Dude, Babu is the CEO of sexy. Any word on Mara Jade and Heir to the Empire? No, I mean, I really don't think they're going to do that. If they do, they'd have to change. I say this, like, just replace Mara Jade with Ahsoka. I'm going to sneeze now. Babu or Kevin, you must choose, says Palpatine. Well, RIP Kevin in the MCU then, because it's Babu for life. Let's see here. Renee says, so if Kevin Feige said he'd give you all the tea directly as long as he's at Marvel and you would be best friends forever, but you couldn't spill it, would you do it? It would depend. Would he match my yearly income of what I make now? Because if so, yeah, I probably would. If not, then, hell no. Ain't no way. Yeah. But, you know, we're kind of in a place right now where they're really trying to tighten down on leaks and spoilers. So, like, even the video yesterday, right? We don't know that that's true. Nobody's confirming that that plot leak is real. I just sort of, like, looked out there and was like, dude, it would make sense that they're saying this if they know this, right? So, I knew it. You shill. I mean, what do you want from me? What do you want? What do you want from me, bro? You know what I mean? Any Blue Beetle news? The movie feels like Shazam. Not hearing nothing. Yeah, unfortunately, I think it's probably going to bomb big. But that's not the movie's fault. I've heard the movie's pretty good. But it's just one of those things, man. It's just one of those things. Could Maul replace Joris Sabaoth in Filoni's movie? Or would that be too much of a change? Same story. Baylan and Shin are Luke and Leia. Smoke that. Oh, that's kind of fun. They absolutely could. What if Maul or a clone of Maul is the Enoch character? Wouldn't that be wild? Wouldn't that be wild? Have you seen the Five Nights at Freddy's trailer? It's trending number one on Twitter. I'm not a fan. Like, it's cool. Like, I'm glad people like that. I don't even know what the fuck that is, bro. It's a horror movie, right? Right? This is really not my jam. Ahmed says, why did Theory get blacklisted? Theory got blacklisted because he started talking about a lot of criticism of Disney, which they consider to be toxic. Darth Amoside, welcome to the Nerdvengers. You are a Nerdvenger. Now, feel the power flow from within you. It's a cute horror movie with teddy bears. No thanks. Five Nights at Freddy's is a game that came out years ago. You know what it is, Josh. Well, I do now. You put that at the end of your sentence. Of course I know now because you said it. Sheesh. Freaking sheesh. What's your prediction for the Marvels? I really hope it's good to keep the MCU hype train going. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how much they've adjusted it. The word is it has limited appeal, meaning it's only for, you know, girl power, She-Ra, like the new She-Ra, like girls get it done. Like, that's the audience. Which, look, that's fine. But, like, don't spend $300 million on that movie and then act like, oh, it's shocking that people didn't show up in droves. You know, it's like, come on, man. So maybe they're fixing it and adjusting it to have more mass appeal. I don't know. Anything on Ghost Rider? Not that I've heard, but I have heard that they're going big in the supernatural. I think Midnight Suns is still a thing. So, yeah. Bree is a cutie. Dude, it's Lizzie Olsen over Bree all day. Like, okay. Moving right along. Hey, Josh, did you see the Ghost Rider in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? If so, would you like to see that same actor return? I thought it was great. I thought it was cool. Cracking down on the leaks is not a good step for fan investment. I agree with that, but that's what they're doing. And also, if they just take it down like 20%, if it's a little bit more mysterious, but like the information is still out there, I think that's still good enough to like create a lot of that conversation. So maybe that's what they're looking to do. It's hard to say, but I do agree with the take. Yeah. Margot Robbie for the win. I mean, Margot Robbie's pretty good looking. Zendaya is quite beautiful as well. I agree. Haley Steinfeld over Brie and Liz. I don't know. That's close. That's a close one. Pismo. Haven't finished Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but definitely hope Quake pops up in Secret Invasion. Oh, I think she might. What's up, John? Is it safe to say you're on the blacklist, too? Oh, yeah. Josh, have you seen that video going around? Around of those guys pointing out they're replacing ginger characters with black characters? It was a funny take. I haven't seen that exact video go on, but I have seen some of that like conversation. Like, why are they replacing all the gingers and all this sort of stuff? It is kind of funny because I'm just reminded of like the South Park stuff, right? If you know, you know. John says, Do you think Filoni movie will be standalone or turn into a trilogy covering the Thrawn books? Also, where's my Longshot Legends fig at, bro? Okay. A little bit embarrassing. We talked about this yesterday on the Nerdvenger stream. The Longshot is out there. It's packed up. It's ready to go. I need to get the address on it and ship it out, okay? Look, what do you want me to say? I dropped the ball. Okay, there was a ball, and I had it, and I dropped it, okay? We've got a lot of stuff to ship out, a big old pile out there, so I'm sorry, but you will receive it. Robert says, what's worse, Luke's treatment of the sequel trilogy, or that Luke gets retconned as being a clone, unknowingly to TLJ Luke, as a decoy for some grander purpose? What's worse? I think the first one's worse, his treatment of TLJ. Yeah. Yeah. Did you see our boy Tom Holland is 1 year sober? Yeah, and he said he did that for his mental health. I totally get it. Different strokes, different folks, man. If that's what works for him, then God bless him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sober from what? Well, I would assume everything. No, we'll do call-ins on Friday. Jebediah, we'll do call-ins on Friday. And then I'll be your Huckleberry. All right, guys, I think I'm going to get on out of here. I appreciate you guys. I'm 2 hours sober. Good for you, bro. Every little step counts. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the support. Again, I just want to say we have a big fan meetup at New York Comic Con in October. I'm going to get more information about that soon. So if that's something you want to do, you know, just kind of mark that on your calendar or whatever. It would be great to see many of you guys hang out, have a good time, take some photos, make some experiences, make some memories. It should be good. No stream tomorrow. Should have videos coming out for you throughout the rest of the week, including the weekend. Video dropping tomorrow, probably video dropping on Friday and something over the weekend. Friday night, 7 or 7:30, we're going to do a Diamond Lounge stream, so make sure you come on by for that. For the Emperor, absolutely. For the Emperor of Mankind. Indeed. Holy Emperor. Okay, everybody. Much love. Appreciate you. As I always say, I hope you are having an awesome and a nerdy day. And I will see you in the next video.